Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jere. Thank you for tuning in. I am glad that you are here. And I am so excited to jump into this episode today. But before we start, if you're new here, I am Jere. I am a postpartum coach teaching new moms how to achieve balance in motherhood because it is possible. And on this platform, in our podcast, we don't just talk about motherhood. We talk about all the wellness areas to making sure that we are showing up for ourselves and living life to our fullest potential. We don't settle. But with that said, here we go. So today's episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be real, per usual. And we're also going to just be talking about trusting in the days. And you're probably like, what? But how do you trust God when you're in a daze of a season of not knowing, like, what, where you're going? That's really what it comes down to. Like, you are uncertain maybe about a job or about being a mom or being a wife or living up to your fullest potential. It's just like, it's a daze and you're uncertain. And I want to tell you, how do you still trust and navigate during this time? So here we go. So in the midst of uncertain and turbulent seasons, it can be hard to know what to do or what's next. Now, I want to remind you today that even when everything around you feels like it's spinning out of control, God's always there and he's still in control. We don't have to have everything figured out. All we need is a little bit of faith. And y'all, when I say a little bit of faith, it only takes a mustard seed of faith. And I don't know if y'all have seen a mustard seed, but a mustard seed is super small. And that's the kind of faith you need, even in a season of days. It's so little, but it can take you so far. It can open the doors to a world of possibilities. So if you're feeling dazed and confused, don't be afraid. Just take a step out in faith, trusting God and his plan for your life. And you may be like, how can I do that? And how can I increase my faith during that time? And I'm going to get to it and let you know how you can get there. But I just want you to just know that that faith can be so small. But if you hold on to it, it can shift you in a good way. Because we don't have to have everything figured out. I know we live in a time of like, people are always asking a million questions. What are you doing? How's that going? When's the next thing? And I'm realizing as I'm maturing in my faith is that if you notice, Jesus was never in a hurry. He wasn't always like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. His pace was like slow and steady, but it was progressive. And so it doesn't mean you have everything figured out. But if you're going at a pace that's aligned with him, you will go in the right direction. Because oftentimes, I know I've been there, I've jumped ahead and I made some mistakes and I'm just like, wow, like I wish I would have just stayed in tune or been obedient so that I don't have to backtrack and then go forward. You know, and that's why I'm also living in a new lifestyle of like, having that kingdom mindset and not the world mindset. Like, I don't want microwave outcomes. I want that crock pot outcome. I want to make sure that what I'm having and the rewards that I'm getting is because I took my time and I was in a line versus trying to control it on my end. If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense for you guys. Because oftentimes we try to control things that's not in our control. And we end up making mistakes along those way. But yeah, so just take a step out in faith and trust God and knowing that you don't have to have it all figured out. It's okay to not know. It's okay to kind of have a vision of what you would like to see and pray over it. But if it doesn't happen, that means something better is coming. And I mean that in the most humble way possible. Because the Bible says, we don't need to worry, but instead trust wholeheartedly in God's plan for our lives. Because Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he'll make your path straight. So it takes that trust, it takes that faith, And like I always said, you're not able to control. You have to lean on your own understanding and just trust that it's going to happen in the time frame that is up to God. Because God doesn't have a timeline. We have a timeline. And oftentimes we're like, oh, I should have didn't, you know, had this house, or I should have had this job, or I should have had this much in my account by now because I'm X amount of years old. But it's just like, it's not always like that. And it's okay. And it always makes me think back to Tabitha Brown and how it took her, y'all, it took her 20 years to get to where she is today. And she did not lose that faith. She kept going. And if y'all haven't read her book, Feeding the Soul, it's a game changer. And I would suggest that book to anyone who's going through a season of like, I'm waiting, I don't see anything, or things don't look up. Those are kind of the spiritual books that help as well. Outside of like reading scripture and being in community, that is what can change the game. Just seeing other people in real time in this time going through seasons of uncertainty and, you know, having to shed things and go through the process in order to become that person that God wants them to be in order to gain those rewards. It's not even just people in the Bible who went through that. There's people in real time. Okay, if y'all want to learn about more people that are in our time that's been going through the process, you let me know and we could talk about that as well. But yeah, but just know, take heart in knowing that no matter what is going on around you and whatever external forces are at play, nothing can separate you from the love of God. He has his hand on you. He's loving you. He's molding you. Despite what the world is throwing at you, he won't let you go. I know motherhood is challenging, and some days you're like, what is going on? How can I navigate this? Like, who told me to become a mom or a wife? Like, I'm overwhelmed with things going on in the home, and my husband's not helping, or I feel like it's not a balance going on right now, and just work is overwhelming, you're tired, you're frustrated. All those things are realistic feels, and I'm not knocking you for feeling like that, but just know that you are doing a great job. And a scripture I want to leave you with that I've been reading every morning to help me when I feel like it's a lot of weight on my shoulders. I read this scripture and I want to share it with you. It says, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. That's Ephesians 3:16. I'll read it again. He will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. And when I looked up the word strength, it says withstanding a great pressure or force. So it's saying God will empower you with inner withstanding of a great pressure or force through his spirit. So that means you can face whatever comes your way because you're not leaning on your own strength. You're gaining his strength. And although it may sound minute right now, but on those moments, you're like, Lord, I need your strength. It's going to make a change. When, if you go through those moments, especially in toddlerhood, when your little one's not listening or you're having a power struggle, not even a power struggle, it's just like just their emotions are big. And just have to recenter yourself and know that all of this is going to be temporary. And right now, in the moment, you may be like, oh, it's never going to end. But next year around this time, it's going to be something different. So you have to just embrace where you are right now. Okay? I really want you to understand that. Because sometimes you never know what's going on. But you have to just make sure that you're seeking trusted friends and family to pour into you and making sure that you have the right mentality of what's going on. Because oftentimes it's so easy to think negative about what's going on around you. And you go into a down spiral and then your energy just keeps getting worse. But if you fight to stay positive and knowing the optimism and knowing that you are in good hands and life is going to turn out how it should, you're going to walk around with a sense of peace, patience, and overall, you're going to know your purpose. And each time we go through different seasons, our purpose may shift a little bit. You never know. But if you have that faith, it's going to give you peace. It's going to give you that patience. And it's going to shed you and shift you and transform you into the woman that you need to be. And you may be like, this podcast is different today. It is, but it was on my spirit to just share this with you because I know sometimes I go through moments of uncertainty and days and questioning about what's going on and where should I be and different things. It's like a whole perspective where it's like you're reevaluating life. And I had to do this for myself. I had to go back and remember what the word says and know that I have to have that faith as well. I don't just tell you guys about it. I also work on it. And I want you to know that this is part of the navigating postpartum journey. This is a part of your wellness. This is part of making sure that you're showing up for yourself because you're fueling yourself. Okay? Not just pouring out, but you're fueling yourself and you're making sure that those around you are also doing the same. You're being that light. Another tool that you can use when you feel like you're in a daze is prayer. It's another powerful way you can trust God more deeply in times of uncertainty. You can be real and raw with Him. You can tell Him exactly what's going on. Lay it at His feet so that when you are finished, you feel lighter. You don't want to carry those burdens that He wants to carry for you. You don't want to walk around worried, because worrying is not going to add anything to your life but stress, y'all. And it's not worth it. So use those times to think about how can I shift my perspective. Because I want you to surrender your fears, your doubts, your worries, so that the Spirit can work within you and knows you're starting to deposit those prayers so that it can start shifting for you. And I just want to take a deep breath, offer your request, leave at His feet, and know that you are doing the best that you can. Don't let the guilt get you. Don't let the stress of the world, the bills, the task, anything that's going to keep you up at night, let it all go. No matter what season you're in right now, remember, you're not alone. God is here and He will never leave you. Place your trust in Him. Take courage knowing that He has good plans for your life. With a mustard seed of faith, y'all, look up what a mustard seed looks like. And you will unlock the doors to all His goodness. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed pouring into you guys. And I want you to know that you got this because you have His inner strength. You're not working on your own strength anymore. You're working on His inner strength. And if you've listened to the end, I want you to screenshot this and tag me in balancemotherhood_. Yes, I did shift my Instagram name. So it's balancemotherhood_. And I would love to connect with you. You have a good one. Until next week.